So today we are going to be exploring drinking from the inner well, which is about bringing some compassion to ourselves, inner resourcing. But first I'd like to recap a little bit what we talked about last week with regard to mindfulness of our thoughts. So you may have begun this week to start noticing thoughts, maybe naming them, and even perhaps starting to notice the beliefs behind them that perpetuate them. But there's an expression that's helpful. It comes from Buddhism with regard to thoughts, and it's called the second arrow. So the first arrow in life, we can't escape. Right? We're these human beings in these physical bodies, so we are going to experience suffering. You know, we touch a stove, it's gonna hurt. we will all experience loss, illness of some kind. We will lose loved ones and we will die ourselves. That's just built into the whole system. That's the first arrow. The second arrow is the narrative that we create around those things, our thoughts that perpetuate feelings that keep stirring and creating weather systems around these things that are inevitable in life. And it's these interpretive narratives, these judging things as good or bad or should have or shouldn't have, that can really cause us a lot of suffering. So I'll give you just a kind of superficial example, though it didn't feel superficial to me at the time. When I published my book years ago, there was a guest reviewer for the New York Times who was reviewing a bunch of a collection of first novels. And he was, it was the first time he reviewed for the New York Times and the last, but anyway, he reviewed all four of these first novels and just trashed all of them, one of which was mine. And that was like a big arrow for me. Because I made this book that I loved. It was like a baby to me, you know. It was like, that was, you know, that happened. I couldn't avoid that arrow. But the second arrow is thinking about it over time, you know, over weeks and months and then years, with thoughts like, oh, you know, shouldn't have, or if only, or, you know, that second arrow really just did me no good whatsoever. and often we don't even notice when we're shooting those second arrows at ourselves. So that's the concept of the second arrow. And becoming more mindful of our thoughts, we become more mindful of those second arrows that we inflict on ourselves. And the idea with becoming more mindful of our thoughts is that the more we notice our conditioning, whether our mind keeps going forward to be rehearsing or back to rehashing, we start to notice the grooves that we keep falling into, then the noticing itself begins to undo the conditioning. And the more we notice, the more those grooves start to get ground down and level out, and we can be free of them. So that's the power of the noticing. Okay. So tonight we're going to explore, as I mentioned, this idea of healing inner resourcing. When I was a college student, I had a poster in my room. It was of a painting, a 19th century painting called The Broken Pitcher. And it was a young woman sitting on a well, and at her feet is a broken pitcher. And she has an expression on her face that's sort of, it's calm, but it's a little bit of a, like, what the hell expression. She can't get the water from the well. Her pitcher's broken, right? And I hauled that poster around for years, not understanding my attachment to it, just knowing that it spoke to me. And then only later, looking back, did I realize, oh yeah, I related to her, because I knew there was water down there, but I felt I couldn't access it. I felt I didn't, for whatever reason, I felt I was feeling lost and didn't have access to those calmer, deeper waters that we've been talking about. So tonight we're exploring accessing that well. That's what we're going to be exploring in the meditation, which I'll lead you in a minute. It will be a guided meditation with imagery, which is a little different than what we've been doing in the past. And the invitation for next week, for this coming week, is when you sit down to meditate, you don't necessarily need to evoke this guided meditation that I'm going to give you and this particular kind of resourcing through imagery that I'm going to offer you, but I'm inviting you to sort of come up with your own kind of inner setting that you put yourself in when you meditate. So there's an expression in meditation called set and setting. So set meaning like mindset. So your physical setting, you may have already found a place in your home where you may still be trying to work out that spot where you can feel comfortable meditating. So the physical space and feeling comfortable is very important. And then the mindset is kind of the interior space that we're going to when we meditate. And sometimes that can include imagery, like what I'll offer tonight. But I invite you to incorporate your own imagery. So the places that already speak to you, where you already feel calm and centered, whether it's the ocean or walking in the woods or whatever it happens to be for you, as well as the figures, the wisdom figures for you that are grounding and calming, inviting that energy also into your mindset, into your set and setting as you ground yourself to meditate each week. So I'll offer this guided meditation as one example of that. And then the other big part of inner resourcing and tapping down into that well is just throughout the week, not just when you're on the meditation pillow, but as things come up during the week, that you get a text or you see a news item and you feel that kind of whatever is coursing through you, you know, anxiety or fear or uncertainty, or, you can just physically like give yourself a little, like acknowledge what just washed through, right? We know it takes about 90 seconds for an emotion to pass through you. Just kind of, that's it. No darting the first arrow, right? It's there. Just kind of give your heart a little pat. We all deserve compassion during this time, right? Our own and each other's. So that's the second invitation. Throughout the day, offering yourself that nurturing, and then as you meditate, offering yourself this kind of space that's conducive to you in particular, physical space and interior space. So, okay, that's the practice for this week. And if you'd like to get yourself settled, we'll start our meditation.